This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Kathmandu ranked as most polluted city in the world since Sunday. Health Ministry urges public to take precautions. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority attributes rising pollution levels to increase in forest fires and industrial activities. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli holds meeting with senior Thai businessmen in Bangkok in course of his official visit to Thailand. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadeva calls on BIMSTEC member states to move forward with a spirit of regional unity and collective cooperation. And U.S. President Donald Trump imposes universal 10% tariff on all imports into U.S. Now the news in detail. Kathmandu has been ranked as the most polluted city in the world. According to the IQ Air Index, an international air quality regulator based in Switzerland, Kathmandu has been on the list of the most polluted cities since Sunday. The latest air quality index in Kathmandu is 269, indicating a highly unhealthy level of pollution. Experts are warning residents about the harmful effects of the pollution, which can cause symptoms such as burning eyes, itchy throats, and breathing difficulties. Meteorologist Binu Maharjan shared that the Kathmandu Valley remains blanketed by haze, which is expected to persist for a few more days. However, she noted that as wind speeds improve, the haze is gradually clearing. While there is no rainfall expected in the coming days, the haze is likely to dissipate by Friday, bringing some relief to the area. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry has urged the public to stay on high alert as air pollution levels continue to rise in the Kathmandu Valley. In a press release today, Ministry spokesperson Dr. Prakash Burathuki advised that children, the elderly, pregnant women and those with chronic health conditions should be especially cautious. He warned that the current pollution can trigger asthma, lung diseases, eye problems, allergies, skin issues, heart diseases, and long-term health complications. The ministry has advised people to avoid going outside unless absolutely necessary, wear masks when traveling, and stay away from areas with high pollution levels. Likewise, the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has called on everyone to take proactive steps in controlling air pollution and to remain vigilant about their health. The authority explained that the rising pollution levels are linked to increasing forest fires, road construction, industrial activities and other factors as the summer season progresses. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is currently on an official visit to Thailand, has met with senior Thai businessmen in Bangkok today. According to a statement from the Prime Minister's Secretariat, members of the Nepali business delegation were also present at the meeting. Yesterday, Prime Minister Oli had a meeting with Thai Prime Minister Payathong Tan Sinawatra. Prime Minister Oli arrived in Bangkok on Tuesday for his official visit, which includes participating in the 6th Summit of the Bayer Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, or BIMSTEC. The Prime Minister is scheduled to address the BIMSTEC Summit tomorrow. He will also hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from BIMSTEC member states on the margins of the summit. Meanwhile, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadeva has called for the Bayer Bengal Initiative for Multisectoral Technical and Economic Cooperation, or BIMSTEC, to move forward with a strong spirit of regional unity and collective cooperation. Speaking at the ministerial meeting of the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok today, Dr. Rana emphasized that BIMSTEC should focus on unlocking the economic potential of the region for the benefit of its people. She also highlighted Nepal's commitment to regionalism and multilateralism, underscoring that Nepal, as a responsible member of the international community, continues to prioritize peace, equity and inclusivity under the guidance of the United Nations. Minister Dr. Rana reaffirmed Nepal's active participation in regional and global forums aimed at strengthening peace, security and sustainable development. addressing challenges facing the Bayer Bengal region, Dr. Rana pointed to risks such as climate change, natural disasters, and pollution. She stressed the urgency of building infrastructure, enhancing early warning systems for disaster prevention, and involving local communities in environmental protection efforts. The Foreign Affairs Minister also welcomed India's proposal to establish a BIMSTEC Center on Disaster Management, aimed at strengthening regional responses to natural disaster and enhancing resilience. The meeting was attended by the foreign ministers of all BIMSTEC member countries. The National Pride Veeri Bobby Diversion Project has made significant progress, with construction now at 83.7% completion. Project Information Officer Pawan Adhikar shared that the project, which aims to divert water from the Veeri River into the Bobby River for irrigation in Baki and Bardia, is moving forward as planned. Adhikari also reported that the slope stabilization work at the search shaft site has been successfully completed and excavation for the shaft has begun. The project is also said to generate 46 megawatts of electricity once completed. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has imposed universal 10% tariff on all imports into the U.S., with even higher rates for what he calls the worst offenders in a watershed moment for global trade. According to the BBC, the European Union described the tariff as a major blow to the world economy. Italy called it wrong, and Australia said this was not the act of a friend. China, one of the hardest hit by the move, has vowed retaliation. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said there would be an economic impact from the 10% tariff on the UK, but promised to respond with cool and calm heads. Meanwhile, Tesla sales have fallen to their lowest level in 3 years after a backlash against its boss Elon Musk. The death toll from a major earthquake in Myanmar has risen above 3,000, according to the ruling military authorities. A statement from a spokesperson of the military said that 3,085 deaths had been confirmed, with 341 people still missing and nearly 5,000 injured, 6 days after the powerful 7.7 magnitude quake. Rescue and aid workers had arrived from 17 countries with nearly 1,000 tons of supplies and relief materials. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in Koshi and Madhya provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high mountainous region of Koshi and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once small. Kathmandu ranked as most polluted city in the world since Sunday. Health Ministry urges public to take precautions. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority attributes rising pollution levels to increase in forest fires and industrial activities. Prime Minister Kapil Sharma Oli holds meetings with senior Thai businessmen in Bangkok in course of its official visit to Thailand. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjun Ranadeva calls on BIMSTEC member states to move forward with a spirit of regional unity and collective cooperation. And U.S. President Donald Trump imposes universal 10% tariff on all imports into U.S. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.